Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know He can change your life, and your life won't be the same anymore. Praise God. The Lord has blessed severely myself with a Holy Ghost filled powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great Holy Ghost power. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. I know the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons, but we're here on radio like we always do to spread the gospel, to preach this word to those in behind prison bars as well as those in the free world, to let you know Jesus will bring you out. Glory to God. We're going to start a brand new message here on the broadcast talking about being caught up in the spirit. Glory to God. We plan on having church with the message. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for that exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we need to be caught up in the spirit, glory to God, that is full of God. Amen. Be full of the spirit. Amen. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. That's what being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost means. That means every part of us be full of with God. You hear me? Glory to God. There's a lot of people talking about they got the Holy Spirit, but they don't have it, because they're not filled, because the devil is in their heart acting up. Amen. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you're caught up in the spirit. There's no room for the devil and none of his works. No room for hatred. No room for evil. No room for anything that belongs to Satan, because you're filled up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. Filled up with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's being baptized and filled with the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. I'm not talking about when the Spirit got on people, because when it get on you, it makes you happy, makes you feel good. But like it get on you, it get off you. Back in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God got on the prophets. It got on David. Yes, but it got off David. That's why King David committed adultery. That's why he lied. That's why David put Uriah on the front line and caused him to get killed to cover up his sin, because the Holy Ghost got off of him. He just got on him. You can't be saved and go to heaven when the Spirit just get on you. Praise God. You got to get it in you. Praise the Lord. When the Lord baptized you with the real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, it gets in you. Glory to God. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But in the Old Testament time, King David, Solomon, all of them, they couldn't get it in them because the sinful nature was in them. They had to wait for Jesus. Praise God. That's why I preach Jesus. Because Jesus came into the world to bring salvation. Jesus came into the world to fix it so we can get free from our sin. Praise God. Amen. Jesus preached to King David. He preached to the old patriarchs. He told them how to get sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Because King David and the old patriarchs, the old prophets, they could not go to heaven like they were.
praise God. And people, we need to understand, know that you can't go to heaven living like King David lived back in his day. You need more than what King David had. King David did the best he could, but he had to wait in the paradise. He had to wait till Jesus come. Praise God, to put things on a better promise. That's why we need to preach more than just repentance. More than just, amen, asking the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Praise God. It's more to being saved than just repentance. And people, we need to understand, know that preachers, we need to wake up. Glory to God. It's more to being, to preaching salvation, being repentance. We need to preach the blood. Preach being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. After you get converted, after you get forgiveness of sin, amen, you need to go to Calvary and get that blood bath. Praise God. Amen. Let that the Lord do his part. Root that sinful nature out of you so you can live right. You won't be, amen, be rebelling in the church. Can't live right. Don't want to live right. Want to have your way. Amen. But when you get sanctified, he'll take that rebellion spirit out and cause you to be humble like a lamb, like a sheep, to be humble. Obey God's word. Sanctify yourself. Live holy before the unseen eyes of God. Amen. That's when you get sanctified. You hear me? Glory to God. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People, we need to get sanctified through the blood. Praise God. A lot of people don't know what sanctified is. It was a preacher was talking to me. He didn't know what it was. Praise God. Glory to God. I want to let you know, when the Lord breathes in your soul and root out that indwelling sin that we inherited from the fall of Adam. Praise God. That's what the Lord Jesus come to do. He come to get that sinful nature out of you. Praise God. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ that do not want to sin. That's the new birth. That's being born again. That's why the Bible declares in 1 John 3:9, whosoever born of God does not commit sin, for the seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, we need to be caught up in the Holy Ghost. Caught up in the Spirit. Glory to God. Leave this sinful world behind. Glory to God. I'm telling you, be full of God. Glory to God. Walking in the Spirit. Talking in the Spirit. Glory to God. Sit velvet. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Go to 2 Corinthians 2:12 and 2 Corinthians 12:1. What did the Bible say?
It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I would come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in that body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such as in one caught up in the third to the third heavens. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise. And heard an unspeakable word, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such and one will I glory yet of myself. I will not glory, but in my infirmity. For now I will desire to glory, I should not be a fool.
Amen. Now, Paul was talking about being caught up in the area, in the Spirit, glory to God. To be walking in the Spirit. Now he was caught up in the third heaven. Caught up in paradise. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. Paul was talking about being led up in the Spirit. When you led up in the Spirit, where God can commune with you. The Lord can talk to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. When you get caught up in the Spirit, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord can meditate, show you vision, show you, amen, his plans, what he wants you to do. I'm telling you, the Lord can energize you. You can be spiritually, amen. I'm telling you, look at Moses. When Moses went up on Mount Sinai, I'm telling you, he was up there for 40 days and nights communing with God. When he came down, his face shined. born. I'm telling you, with the glory of God, when you get caught up in the spirit, you can be walking in the spirit. You can shine, and the devil be afraid of you. I'm telling you the truth, the devil be scared of you. You hear me? Because you'll be a burning, shining light. You can pray, and God will work miracles. God will heal. I'm telling you, when I say heal, and I'm not talking about healing a headache. I'm talking about God will heal people of deadly diseases. Heal you of cancer. Heal people of high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, rheumatism. Get people off of the wheelchair. Unstop deaf ears. Oh, my blind eye. I'm talking about when you caught up in the spirit. I'm telling you, amen. God, the power of God will clean out the hospitals. I'm telling you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking about being caught up in the spirit. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast of Velvet. I'm telling you, it's time to get caught up in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Get caught up in the spirit. Praise God. Because a lot of this message, we're going to try to bring it out. Talking about being caught up in the spirit. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Being caught up, praise up God, in the spirit. Lord, look up here in mercy. There are those in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Let your Holy Ghost power go through these radio waves. Heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisons. Bind them unclean demons and devils and cast them devils out. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise Him. The song said, there is no secret, hallelujah, what my God can do. What He done for others, He would do it for you. The Lord can set free. He can deliver. Nothing is too hard for Him to do. You believe that prayer to Ella Holmes? Let's pray, hallelujah. You get your answer from the Lord. You've been delivered, hallelujah. So hold on to your deliverance and don't ever let it go, hallelujah. So keep on thinking and keep on praising God, hallelujah. Don't be behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But the Lord loves you even more. And like I often say, if He has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There's nothing too hard for Him to do, hallelujah. So you are not thrown away and you are not forgotten. Those in the free world, think of your prayers are part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. Because God has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the Lord and I do ministry to go into the jails and prison full of Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Because we own business for the King. Soon we get a green light. We ready to go into the jails and prisons to do what God called us to do. So may God bless you. Till next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts. gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.